Southern Indiana men's basketball reloading for 2025-2026. I'm Brad Klein here with USI's newest commitment, Stephen Clay, coming from Morehead State, a transfer within the OVC, providing reinforcements for the Screaming Eagles. Hey, Stephen, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the commitment.
I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Can't wait to get out there to USI and you feel me contribute and show what I can do and showcase my skills.
No doubt. Well, the funny thing is, we've already seen those skills because you're coming from within the Ohio Valley Conference. How weird is that going to be playing against Morehead State twice, your former team?
Me personally, I don't feel like it's gonna be too weird. Half of my team is pretty much gone from Morehead State, the team I was brought up on, from all the guys I was connected with. So, you're seeing coaching staff might be a little weird, but it's basketball. At the end of the day, it's a business. So, get it on and rocking.
I'm sure there were a lot of teams in the Ohio Valley Conference that saw you, that played against you last year and thought, okay, we would like him on our team next year. And obviously USI was one of those teams, but also teams outside of the OVC. So when you hit the portal, you had a decision to make. Ultimately, why did you choose Southern Indiana?
Really, I chose Southern Indiana just for the standpoint of just when I was in high school and Southern Indiana was, you feel me, transferring over to Division One. Coach John, he had hit my line and he was just like, "Hey, Steve, I'd like to recruit you. Come out here and go for a visit." But by the time he hit me, I was already locking in with schools. Already know where I was going, so I really didn't like show no really interest in coming to Southern Indiana. But just. Just like them keeping in touch with me, like throughout all the years, and just like Coach John, Coach Stan, always just staying in touch with me. I felt the genuine connection there. So I was like, you know what, I feel like this is the right move for me, just to take my game to the next level and just find a coaching staff that really supports me and me find my way again.
Stephen, you hit something that's really important there, that this is not a quick decision that you made, an impulse decision. This is a multi-year recruitment process between you and Southern Indiana. John Spruance has been at the lead, at the head of this recruitment for years, right? So before you went to UIC to begin your college career, before you went to Morehead to continue your college career, and now you're here at USI. Describe the relationship with not only Coach Spru, but the entire USI coaching staff as you're playing for other teams and as they continue to hit you legally, I might add, not tampering with current players, but when you're in the portal and they're always, keeping in touch with you. But what's that relationship like as they try to get you down the line, even though they struck out when you were in high school?
I feel like the relationship was always strong, especially with me and Coach Bruce, just for the fact that, like, me and him, I don't know what it is. Like, me and him been clicking ever since I first met him. Like, when I first came on a visit, that was my guy. Like, I felt a genuine connection with him just from day one. And then when I first, met Coach Stan, it was just like, I'm cool with Coach Stan. Like, he seemed like a cool coach, a guy, like, a nice individual itself, not even from just basketball. I just feel like a genuine standpoint, just not outside of basketball. I can feel the genuine connection I have with both of them two guys.
Well, I can tell you firsthand experience, sorry to cut you off, but you're right. They're cool guys. It's not just a weird impression or good impression that you got on a visit. I'm telling you this, you're right. They're awesome guys and they're going to treat you great. They do for all their players. But, for you, it's a little bit different coming from a different team within the Ohio Valley Conference. And that's probably an advantage, right? Going into this year for you is that you already know what to expect from the OVC. So I'll ask you this, what did you learn about the OVC? What were your impressions of the conference last year playing for Morehead State?
What I learned from the conference, really just like come to play every night. It's especially for me, like at Morehead, we started off very hot. We was the team to beat. We was the team, you feel me, everybody was gunning against. You feel me? Sometimes I feel like fans can get complacent in a certain aspect of the game. So I feel like just coming to play every night. Everybody's coming at your head every night. The OVC is a very good conference as well. So like, I really enjoyed this experience though. Like really, the OVC really taught me a lot though this season.
Again, Stephen Clay here on WREF and talking about his commitment to USI and staying in the OVC, coming from Morehead, began your career at UIC. Originally, you're a Milwaukee kid, so just for reference, and we'll talk about your background soon. But, talking about your background within the Ohio Valley Conference and asking about your impressions of the conference, I want to know about your impressions of USI. Now, you only played them once last year, and sure, Sprue and the entire coaching staff, they've been in your DMs for years. But when you actually played at Liberty Arena last year, what did you think of the atmosphere in Evansville and the way that USI played last year? And you're an opposing player, so you have a different vantage point than most other recruits.
Really, the atmosphere at USI was amazing. Like, I feel me, all the fans, I feel like everybody was, you feel me, really engaged in the game. It was loud in there, especially I feel like when it was the home game and it was a Jack Campion had the ball. I think like y'all was down by like two. Everybody was loud, everybody was screaming. I love the atmosphere at USI. It was great.
Just out of curiosity, do you know Camp? I know you're both originally from Milwaukee.
Oh yeah, that's my guy. That's my guy. Yeah.
So did you, obviously he's in the portal right now, so doesn't look like he's going to be one of your teammates, but did you communicate with him at all about his time at USI? Do you guys keep in touch? You have that kind of relationship?
Before I committed, I most definitely hit his line. Don't see just the ins and out of everything. I came on my visit last year, but Jack wasn't there at all when I was on my visit. He's back at home, so I was with my boy Luther while I was on my visit there, but. No, I asked Jack a few questions about USI before committing. Yes, I did.
Again, Stephen Clay here on WREF. Stephen, we could break down your numbers at Moorhead, and you started more games than you didn't at Moorhead, and that's exciting in its own right for USI to get a starter from a high-caliber OVC team. But maybe the most impressive numbers for you is your frame. 6'4", 7-foot wingspan. All right, so this has any coach that's lucky enough to get you in the portal, this has any coach salivating because that's the type of frame you can do a lot with. So how does that frame, 7-foot wingspan, serve you on the floor?
Serves me a lot. I pride myself on on a defensive end, really, because that when I get locked in on the defensive end, I feel like my offensive game just opens up a lot bit more for me. So just with a 7-foot wingspan, you can get deflections, you can get blocks, you can get crossed over, but recover faster than you can do with like shorter arms. You feel like and like I feel like my frame helps me get advantage over a person who doesn't have the frame that I have.
Yeah, no doubt. And I guess I'm included. I don't have that frame either. I'd like it, but I don't, and I never will. That said, you talk about defense, and I can attest, seeing you play last year, yeah, defense, a big part of your game. But I read an article from back in your high school days. You gave an interview talking about your recruitment and how it was slow at first because you felt that coaches didn't necessarily want to recruit you because defense wasn't a big part of your game. When did that switch? When did that flip for you that you decided to dedicate yourself to defense?
That's funny you ask, because I was most definitely like, if you see my high school numbers, you see my stats, I was an offensive minded player. You feel me? I 1600 scoring player. You feel me? But I think it was when I was Luke Yaklich was my coach at UIC, and for me to get on the floor as a undersized three man, little lanky, I had to play defense. Like it was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like if I wasn't playing defense, I'm on the bench sitting down. So I really thank Coach Yaklik just for the fact that he installed defense into my head. Like if you want to play D, if you want to be on the floor, you gotta play defense. So I really took that personal. So after that, like I think it was like my sophomore year, I came back. It was sophomore year I came back, and it was just like, if I lock this player up, I'm gonna stay on the floor more. So I just really just took that and I took it to heart. So like every matchup I take now is very personal to me.
I'm getting Last Dance vibes from you right now, and I took that personally. You're just quoting Jordan right there. No problem there, right? People like that. People like that. Hey, with you, Steven, I feel like especially last year, you talk about your defense, and it's funny because originally, like you said, it wasn't a huge part of your game. Now it's a staple of your game. So you got the defense thing locked down, no pun intended, and then also your three-point shooting, which kind of makes you a classic 3-and-D player. 70% of your shots last year came from the perimeter. Do you embrace that of being 3-and-D, or do you see yourself opening up your offensive arsenal a little bit more while you're at USI?
Nah, I most definitely feel like I'm gonna open up my arsenal a little bit more. Not even a little bit. Like, I mean, I love being a shooter, but at the end of the day, you got to open your game up, but you got to explore, you got to do different things on the court. And I feel like my first few years of college, I just didn't have the ability to do that. So like I was, you feel me, locked up and you feel me, locked up has changed just a little bit, just to like hinder some of my ability. But I feel like this is the year where I can like really showcase what I can actually do with the ball and not just be labeled as a shooter. I want to be more than just labeled as a shooter, you feel me? Of course, you know, expand on my 3-point shooting. I gotta get my numbers a lot bit more consistent. But I wanna, you feel me, attack the rim, you feel me, like penetrate, you feel me, put pressure on defense a lot more this year coming up.
You know, it's funny because you say that, you know, in the past you didn't feel like you had the ability, and maybe I'm completely wrong, but I felt like it was the other way around. I felt like it was the system that was keeping you on the 3-point line and in the corner. Moorhead, for example, I mean, they had a lot of other rim runners that they didn't necessarily, quote unquote, need Stephen Clay attacking the rim. So at USI, was that something that you talked about with either Sprue or the rest of the staff and saying, hey, this is how I want to play. I want to be a little bit more of a penetrator, paint toucher than I have been in the past. Is that something you guys talk about?
I wouldn't say we've really talked about it. I feel like the offense of USI really complements my game a lot. Like I know you, Morehead State, like you said, we played a very more slower paced basketball, and I'm not used to that style of play really, because you know my first 2 years of college I played in the faster system. You feel me? In high school, faster system, and then you feel me, Morehead, you just kind of like, okay, how do I change my game up in a sense of staying on the court and still producing in a way I want to still produce. So I feel like USI system will fit my game a whole lot better than it has.
You know, Stephen, usually I ask incoming recruits for an NBA comp on their game just so I can get a good gauge for who they are as a player, and it helps the fans, the listeners as well. I will ask you that question, but what I'll also do is throw this your way. You just tell me if I'm wrong, and believe me, I'm okay hearing I'm wrong. I hear that all the time. Okay. So the way I see you is at the very, very least, you can fill Jack Milkey's shoes. Now, Jack was an unbelievable leader, captain, and I don't know if anyone can replace him in his vocal leadership in that way. But from an X's and O's standpoint, you know, a guy who can be a 3-4 type and shooting threes and being a reliable 3-point shooter with some length, at the very least, you're that. And then maybe you can expand your offensive game inside. Does that sound about right in kind of plugging and playing into the USI system?
Ah, no, not at all.
No.
No, not Jack Milkey, not at all. No. I feel like my game is where a lot more versatile than his, in the sense of he was really a set in stone shooter. That's all I was really known for. That's what the scouts always were. But I mean, I feel like I have a lot more to put on the table. I guess like when this year starts, I really feel like I'm expand that a lot more.
Okay. So then what is your NBA player comp like? Who do you play like?
Ooh, that's a great question. NBA comparison. Don't know. I mean, I don't really like me personally. Like, I feel like if you just like sit down and try to compare yourself to another human, another player playing in an NBA or something, you will never get to the stars that you really want to see. Like the star, like they say, the stars and limits. And I feel like I never really like comparing myself to anybody in the league, really. I really just try to take it day by day and get better.
Was there anyone
But
that watched growing up that maybe you took from?
if I had to, I will. Ooh, I'll say. Well, this is a great question. Oh my God, you got me thinking. I ain't going. I'll say a Bones Highland. Busy Bones. Like when I'm comfortable in my when I'm really comfortable in my state, like I feel like I play like Bones, not as like shifty. I'm gonna cross you over, but at a standpoint of creating his own shots and getting to the rim, I feel like that's a great comparison for me.
All right, I like that. I'm assuming growing up in the Milwaukee region, you were a Bucks fan, right?
Of course, yes.
Okay, all right. So then maybe it was a Buck, maybe it was a different player that the Bucks were playing night in, night out. Was there anyone that you watched, not necessarily playing like this guy, but was there anyone that you watched that really
Kevin
stood
Durant.
out? Kevin Durant.
Kevin
Okay.
Durant, by far. That's my favorite player.
Okay.
Like Kevin Durant's the best scorer of all time. Like
I agree. I agree. So, okay. little off topic here, but I feel like the debate, there are a lot of debates like, is MJ the GOAT or is LeBron the GOAT, right? With KD, I feel like the debate is he a top 10 player of all time, right? I
Oh,
feel
by
like
far.
that's the conversation by far.
Yeah, like I don't like the debates of basketball anyways, just the fact that Kobe Bryant is the best player to ever touch the ball, ever.
Wow,
Like,
he's the GOAT.
he's number one. Like, ever, he's the best.
I feel like if I ask you for a top 10, that'd be too much. Give me your Mount Rushmore, your top four all-time NBA.
Top four.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant, number one.
Okay.
Mike, number two.
Okay.
LeBron is number three. Ooh. Number four, that's a good one.
Mount Rushmore.
I gotta put Diesel, the big fella in the paint, because he
I
was
like it.
unstoppable.
I like it. I feel like for whatever reason, Shaq doesn't get enough love in
Oh,
the
not at all.
debate. Like I'm not saying he's the GOAT, but he deserves to be in the conversation and kind of where you had him, like top four, certainly top 10. I feel like he's there. What I will say is this. I'm asking you that. Sure, I'm curious, but also because I could tell you that Coach Stan is absolutely a Mike guy, and he's a Kobe guy too. He's a big Kobe guy. But don't be walking into his locker room and say that LeBron's the GOAT because it's not going to go well. You know what I'm saying?
I can't lie though. Like, I'm a LeBron hater. I really am. But if I really want to be realistic, you got to give it to LeBron just for his longevity, because he's 40 years old, still giving people 30. That's hard to do.
It's true. That's true.
These knees, I'm 21, my knees be hurting sometimes. But I know Bron out there aching. I know y'all out there aching.
I don't know. I mean, that's a fair point, I guess, but even still, I'm just saying, like, even if you were to believe that LeBron is the GOAT, which you obviously don't, you just said so, don't say
Yeah,
that
yeah.
in front of Coach
Oh,
Jerome. He's not going to like it.
now I want to spin back on your question before, because I really didn't think about the question you was asking me. You said who was my player that I my similar player who NBA comparison. I'm gonna really say Mikal Bridges. I love his game.
I like that for you. That's I absolutely see that too. You know
I
what?
love his game.
You know what's funny is because when Bridges came into the league, now I'm from New Jersey, so I'm a big Nets fan. So I saw Bridges do his thing for a year with the Nets. When Bridges came into the league, he really was, oh, okay, 3 and D, we'll stick him in the corner and play with Booker in Phoenix. But he grew his game big time too, and he could do a little bit of everything. And he certainly did that with the Nets. Now, with the Knicks, a little bit different, right? Because you got Brunson there, but he opened up his game in a pretty similar way to the way I think you're going to do that at USI, too. So I like that. That's pretty cool.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
Hey,
Yeah.
Steven, I really appreciate your time here. I only have one or two more questions for you. And this one's kind of serious. I was reading up on your time in high school back in Milwaukee, and you gave an interview and talking about your grandfather and the role that he played in your commitment, and even though he'd passed when you were in sixth grade. And I'm just curious about the relationship that you still have with him in the context of basketball, the role that he plays in your basketball career, if you can expand upon that.
Oh, that's my dog. Like, that's my dog. I talk to him every day. Like, I talk to him. I pray to him every day. Like, he helps me get through the tough times that I deal with in life, really. But like, for the standpoint of basketball, like before I hop on the court, I pray, give him my prayers. You feel me? And I usually like write on my wrist. I usually write on my wrist for Pawpaw. You feel me? Just like while I'm hooping, I look down if I'm having a bad stretch or anything. I look down. You feel me? Like, okay, I'm straight. He got me. So that's really my dog. Like, he motivates me to get up every day. He motivates me to work harder. You feel me? Make sure his daughter's fine. My mother, make sure everything's straight with the family. Like, he the reason why. You feel me? Sometimes I wake up and just go work out. I just hear his voice. Like, get up, grandson. That's my dog.
Steven, I like that. That's awesome. I mean, everyone needs a purpose, right? Everyone needs kind of that guiding principle, and you certainly have it on your wrist every single day. Everyone's really looking forward to seeing you on campus and getting to the west side of Evansville and doing your thing. This time, not against us, but for us and with us. And hey, we couldn't be more happy to have you. So, congratulations on the commitment. Looking forward to seeing you, and good luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me, Brett.
All right, you've been listening to Stephen Clay's exclusive interview and talking about his commitment to USI right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call.